That's how short it's going to be. So let me read from the, I think it's in your bulletins too. This is the second week of Advent, and the second week of Advent represents peace, and it's symbolized by an angel. An angel is a messenger from God, and so are all Christ-like thoughts. These are the thoughts that guide us and lead us to an awareness of the presence of Christ within us. And just like the shepherds were led to Jesus from the angel's words, the angel's message to the shepherds was peace on earth, goodwill to all people. And this angel guided them to the Christ. When we respond to Christ-like thoughts, we also are led to peace and are able to experience peace and goodwill in all circumstances in our lives. We're able to experience the Christ. So I want to start this with a story I think I might have told a long time ago. It's about my kids when they were in Germany. And I think the first time was around 2000, right? Yeah, around 2000. And I received a letter from my daughter-in-law, Detrice, and she told about how she was in a terrible accident where a truck traveling at 100 kilometers hit her in the side of the car as she was crossing the intersection. And Damon was telling me, we'll come up for a minute. Damon was telling me that when he, tell him what that car looked like after she got hit.
Hello. Yeah, so she was coming out across the street, and there's a blind side because the road was curved. And when the truck impacted, it basically turned the car into like a banana where there was no more driver's seat. So, I mean, when I went to see the car, I was like, where were you at? Like, how did you get out of the car? She had to have been knocked out of the seat, and all she had was a tiny little bruise on her shoulder. That was it.
Yeah. And then, you know, after she got hit, she said it knocked the breath out of her, and she was there, and the Germans ran over, and they were screaming, she's dead, she's dead, you know, and she just turned and looked at him with a very calm, peaceful look on her face, you know, and her breath came back, and she said she remembered praying, Lord, do not take me away from my husband and my children. And but she stayed peaceful the whole time. And if you know Detrice, that's how she is. She tells a story of being in Afghanistan, and they were bombing the complex where she was, and everybody jumped under the desk, which they were supposed to do. And she sat at her desk, kept working. And so her group of co-workers said, you got to get under the desk. She says, the Lord is going to protect me working at my desk as well as being under my desk. So she just kept working and sort of just ignored the fact that they were being bombed. But that's what we're talking about, is how do you enter into that kind of peace where you just stay centered knowing that, you know, the Lord is watching over, that God is watching over you. And the key here, we want to understand that this idea of God watching over us, it's not some anthropomorphic being that's looking down on you, but you are actually in the idea of the Lord. You're in the idea of God. You are surrounded and protected by this consciousness that you're in. But the key is, as long as we are conscious of the fact and stay committed to the fact that we're in spirit and spirit is within us, then we are protected. Fear happens, or the tragedies happen in our lives when we lose consciousness of that. And we can't physically step outside of it, but we can mentally step outside of it, and you take on all those psychological factors of the things we struggle with, you know. So, you know, it's sort of like understanding that, you know, God is a good God and we're safe and saved when we remember that we are in God's loving care. So when Detrice experienced the results of that, because of her peace and faith, like Damon said, he couldn't understand how she could have survived that and ended up with just a bruise, but of course in the circumstance, she never gave in to it, you know. So, you know, if you look at Isaiah 26:3, it says, you will keep those in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you. I am in perfect peace because my mind is stayed in Christ. I am in perfect peace because my mind is stayed on Christ. Say that with me. I am in perfect peace because my mind is stayed on Christ. Okay? And one of my favorite daily readings expands on this thought. It asks, is your mind stayed on God or is it starved? Yeah, I like that. Salvation of the mind caused by not remaining focused on Christ is one of the chief causes of fear and frustration of a true student. If your mind is not always focused on God, you need to begin so right now. And it's written in Isaiah 45:22, simply, turn to me and be saved. You know, just the mindset, turn to me and be saved. So in our affirmation could be, in all circumstances, I turn to Christ and I am saved. In all circumstances, I turn to Christ and I am saved. Say it with me. In all circumstances, I turn to Christ and I am saved. And one of my favorite Bible verses, I have several of them because I have three monitors that are set up on a little platform in front of me. So on that platform, I glue these different Bible verses. And one of my favorite ones is in Exodus 14:14. I will deliver you. You need only to stay peaceful and keep still. All right? And so that daily word reading continues. It says, your mind is the greatest gift God has given you, and it ought to be devoted entirely to God. One of the gurus I listen to is saying, people say, well, how do I just stop thinking? He says, how do you take the greatest mechanism in the world and just you want it to just stop thinking? What you need to do is turn the thinking towards that which is going to enhance your whole life. Does that make sense? Because you can't just stop thinking. But it's what we're thinking about that causes all the problems in our lives. So your mind is the greatest gift God has given you, and it ought to be devoted entirely to God. And as it is written in 2 Corinthians 10:5, you should seek to bring every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. And if you can do this, it will be the greatest asset of your faith in times of trial and tribulation, because your faith and the Spirit of God will work together. I like that. So, you know, and last week we talked about faith. If you go back to that lesson, we took it even a little deeper and went into some of the things that the Gnostics talked about that was actually removed from our Bible, right? They gave us a greater understanding of how to live in faith. And this writing in the Daily Word continues, is when you find life's challenges coming down on you, prod your memory and wake up immediately. Remember whose you are and whom you serve. All right? Encourage yourself to remember your connection with all that is holy, and your affection for God will increase tenfold. Your mind will no longer be starved, but will be quick, keen, warm, glowing, peaceful, and your outlook will become inexpressibly bright. Right, so it's all about how do I keep that total focus on Spirit. Now, it's written in Philippians 4:4-7. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to everyone. The Lord is near. So do not worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.